Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everybody as we prepare on this Lag BaOmer day for Shabbos, Parshas Bahar, and marching towards Matan Torah. Rav Gedalia Yeshor has this important yesod that the 49 days of Svira are divided into three groups. The first, second, and thirds of Svira are the three amudim shebehem nivra olam, the amud ha-chesed, Torah, Avodah, and chesed, are the three amudim. And the first third, which includes Pesach, is Avodah, when the karbon is in the Beis HaMikdash. The second third, which includes Pesach Sheni, is a time of chesed, the biggest chesed. Hashem gave a second chance to those who didn't bring the karbon Pesach. And the third third, which begins on Lag BaOmer, is Torah. Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim is Torah. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim didn't die in the third, because Chusei Torah, that they certainly had. B'Yechid Ben Zakkai was the Tsar of Torah Sakabala. And therefore, the third is the time to work on our Chelik in Avodah, and in Torah rather. And naturally, that means that for these 16 days leading up to Shavuos, we should be preparing for Shavuos, Mecheshe Gadol, by increasing our learning, by being honest to our Siddurim, and of course, by devoting Thursday night to a time of extra limud, extra devotion to Limud HaTorah, as we approach the Chag HaShavuos. On Parshas Bahar, let me share with you a Pupula D'Oraisa that has to do with Shemitah. Of course, this is the Shemitah year. And Parshas Bahar begins with Shemitah, so naturally we would start with the Dvar Torah, Dvar Halach. This comes from the Mincha Shloimeh, Rav Shem Zalman Orbach. Tshuva Sei V'Chelek Aleph Tshuva Mem Dalid. It's just a piece of it, but it's the piece I'd like to share with you. The Nidain that Rav Shem Zalman deals with is whether a person is allowed to buy produce, fruits from someone who relies on the Heter Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. As you know, the Rabbanon in Eretz Yisrael relies on the Heter Mechira to sell the land to non-Jews and then to grow crops. It's a Heter which is questionable. A lot of Gedolei Yisrael held that it doesn't work. And the question is, if somebody else relied on his Rav and did the Heter Mechira, whether there's any downside in me buying from him once the pears are in the world, the pears grew on their own on the tree, but once they've been harvested and he did business with them, whether there is any problem in me using those pears or not. This is the Nidain. Rav Shlomo Zalman deals with a few aspects of it. Rav Moshe, the first volume of Aruch Chaim, deals with it in regard to an esrig, buying an esrig from someone who relied on the Heter Mechira. And the primary issue is, number one, is whether nevad is aser. B'di'eved, once land has been worked, if it's shalai kedin on Shemitah, does the produce become aser? And that Ramesha shows, and I think the Paiskim generally hold, that we paskin that the produce is not nesar. Nevad is not aser. The question now is, what about doing schaira with the iser? There's an iser to do schaira. Lechem la'achla v'lay l'schaira. You know how to do business with perish shvius. So the question becomes this. If I don't hold of the heta mechira, am I violating an iser by purchasing from the yid the peiros of Shvius, by relying on those that do the Heter Mechira? Rav Shlomo Zalman brings a chiddush that the issa schaira of peiros Shvius is issa on the seller, not on the buyer. In other words, the issa schaira, it's not a maisa of buying that's aser, it's having a business that's aser. And the issa schaira goes on the seller only, and he's relying on his heter. And if I go and buy it from him, There's no issachaira on the purchases. So what's happening is there's an issachaira. I don't want to rely on that to mechira. Shem Zalman is telling me a chiddush gadol. Guess what? The issachaira doesn't apply to the buyer, only to the seller. What about lifnei iver? He deals with it. But as far as the issachaira, this is his chiddush. Lachem la'achlav alay l'schaira is only on the seller and not on the buyer. What is the makar? What is the source for this? So I'd like to share with you a yesod, which those of you who are in shir certainly bumped into it at one point or another. It's a machlaikis I love to discuss in shir, very geshmak a machlaikis, between the Noida Yehuda and his mechutin, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, I believe it's the author of the Yad HaMelech, and they had the following machlaikis, geshmaka case. A woman refused to accept a get. 10 years went by, and she refused. It was a reverse case of, unfortunately, the agunas we know where the men refused to give. Here she refused to accept it. The man decided, I'm going to say, he's going to force her to take the get. He's not strong enough to force her to take the get. So he hired some strong-handed people, and he paid them to go and force her to take the get. And they did that. They forced her. It says they stuffed the get into her clothing, between her blouse and her back, and however that works, that was a nesinus haget. What's the shaila? Shaila is that there's a chen rabbeinu gershin against giving a woman a get against her will. It's an havera to give a get against her will. However, Rabbeinu Gershon said, you're not allowed to do it, but once it's done, it's chal. Okay, so it's done. The tumul was, ein shliach ledvar avera. If the husband himself had forced her to take the get, so he did something wrong, he forced her, but it was the get, once it's given, it's chal. Here, the husband took other people, a shliach, to give the get. So the question is whether it's a valid get. And this becomes Yisaydistik HaMachlaikis. The Yad HaMelech held, Ein Shliach Edvar Aveira means that the punishment goes on the person who did it, not on the one who sent him. But it doesn't affect the validity of the get. Once the get is given, it's a good get. Ein Shliach Edvar Aveira does not affect the validity. If I send someone, Chas V'Shalom, a yid to buy something for me on Shabbos, it's his einish. What he bought for me, is it mine? Yes. The chalais is chal. The Rabbi Yehuda said it's not true. Means that the whole shlichus is batal. That not only is the aveira not attributed to the sender, the shlichus is his aveira, but the chalais is also not chal. It doesn't happen. You don't become the owner. If someone says somebody to buy something on Shabbos, he buys it, it belongs to the shliach. It doesn't belong to the one who sent him. Because the chalais is not chal. This was the dispute between the Yad HaMelech and the Noida Yehuda. Rav Achrayim hold like the Noida Yehuda. Then ein shliach edvar aveira is mevatel to shlichus. There are some who hold like the Yad HaMelech. Then ein shliach edvar aveira is just a din and who gets the aveira. But the chalais is chal. What in the world does this have to do with Shemitah? The Yad HaMelech said, I could prove my shita. There's a case of Mesechtes Kedushin where a man was Mekadish, the case is actually was Mekadish, five women with fruit from the Shemitah year. And it says that it's chal. How could you give it to five women? It says the five women made one shliach and he gave them the Perish Shvius and the Mishnah talks about it. It's chal, Shmamina, many dinim. And whatever the sugyas ha-gemara is, but the case is that five women made one shliach, and a man took peres shviyas and was mekadish all five of them by giving it to the shliach. Says the Yad HaMelech, ein shliach dvar aveira. Now do schayra with peres shviyas. Now be mekadish and isha with peres shviyas. So zok the Yad HaMelech, it's a raya that when ein shliach dvar aveira, the chalois is chal. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, no, that's incorrect. The issachar is only on the one doing business with it. And the one buying it, the one getting it, is no Issachar. So Mimela, for the five women to this woman, it's not a case of Shlichut V'Aveira, it's not Aveira for the buyer. And Mimela, Uriah is Batal. And so, what did I tell you in this long Dvar Torah? Number one, reminding you of the Machlaikis, Seydisika Machlaikis, about Shlichut V'Aveira. Number two, Pshat in the Issachar and Shemitah. And this Issachar is not on the buyer, only on the seller. There are other nekudas to discuss, but this is the nekuda of the Mincha Shleima. Having said that, let me share with you a few quicker Divrei Torah. Chaim Knievsky in Time of the Krua constantly darshins Mole and Chaser, explains when the Torah spells the word Mole and Chaser, the depth of it. Previous years, I told you about his Diak on Yovel, which is spelled in this week's parasha, sometimes Mole, sometimes Chaser. Today, I want to tell you what he says about the following. He says, the year Shvius, or Shminis, or Tishis, 7th, 8th, or 9th year, is always spelled without a Yud before the Saf. That's called Chaser. Shminis. The letter before the Saf is a Nun. It's a Chirik. It should be a Chirik Mole. Shminis. The Yud is missing. The same thing. Shvius should have a Yud before the Saf. It's missing. Same thing, Tishis. The word Shishis, the sixth year, is spelled Nole. Shin Shin Yud Saf. Has a Yud before the Saf. Why is this? So after Chaim Knievsky to symbolize to us that the Shana Shishis is Nole. Tzivisi es Berchasi b'Shana HaShishis. It's sending a remez, a message that the Shana HaShishis is going to be the special Mole year, and that's Merumis in this really beautiful Remez. Again, it depends how you learn a parasha. If you learn a parasha the right way, you see Godless in it. One more very quick thought, which I heard, not related to the parasha, related to Kayach HaTfilah. How it is that in his lifetime, sometimes a person, Le'aleinu, has a tzara. He davens all his life. He feels like, tefillah, Hashem is not answering my tefillah. He cries for something. It takes a long time to be answered. It could be that those tefillahs are his legacy. How so? I heard this beautiful vart, I don't remember, b'shem who. Leah cried to be able to marry Yitzchak. The pasuk tells us, Eine Leah Racha. She cried, I don't know for how long. She davened and wept to be able to marry Yaakov Avinu. She never cried for children because Reisha Saini, as soon as she got married, she had children. So she wept for her shidduch and never wept for children. Rachel, on the other hand, never wept for the shidduch because it was understood that she would marry Yaakov. Oh, but she cried for children. She wept, she davened to have children. The Kayach HaTfilah is so great. L'netzach netzachim, forever. Leah is with Yaakov in the Maris HaMachpelah, and not Rachel. Leah wept in her lifetime for it. She was zechet to it for eternity, to be with Yaakov. On the other hand, Rachel wept for children. Rachel mevaka al baneha. Rachel for eternally is buried in a place where Klal Yisrael comes to weep. Klal Yisrael comes to daven. Rachel is the aim of all the imais, who's the most mevake al baneha. What a person davens for could be his legacy for eternity. So if you daven for something and you feel like you have to daven again and again and again, it's very, very difficult, just know that it could be that those tefillahs are what you're going to take with you as an eternal legacy, a legacy not in the fame of Olam Hazeh, but in the meaning of the Ruchniyistika world. Kayach HaTfilah, don't give up, always daven. And with that, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all a wonderful Shabbos. You have such a beautiful Vart. You have a Diyuk on the Psukim, and then a nice Tikkul Torah. Ready to go to Shabbos, a Gevaldige Shabbos to one and all.